You're listening to SBS News.
And we have to have faith that we're going to show up and vote. We have to have faith. But at the end of the day, we have to put our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's sing that chorus one more time.
This is the Reawaken Tour, a traveling roadshow attracting tens of thousands of people as it crisscrosses the nation, here making a stop in Pennsylvania.
This really feels like a church service. And it's felt like a church service several times today, but then again, it felt also like a political rally. So it's both.
You cannot separate God from politics. You can't take him out of our government.
It's a mix of self-proclaimed prophets, anti-vaccine doctors, and infomercials, headlined by a handful of Donald Trump allies.
And so we're going to call him quickly. Does that make sense?
Even the man himself dialed in when his son Eric was on stage.
We're going to bring this country back because our country's never been in such bad shape as it is now.
Here they're preaching election fraud and COVID conspiracies and Christ. And that's the power of the message. America as a Christian country is under attack from a radical left, and you need to join the political fight to save it. Some call this rise of the religious right Christian nationalism, the belief that America was founded as a Christian nation and should remain one. It's taken on a new intensity in this fractured political world, says religion expert Robert Jones.
What's different now is that the country is no longer majority white and Christian. And I think that threat, white Christians no longer knowing they're in control demographically, culturally, politically, is why we're seeing it kind of come to the fore in the current context.
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
This merging of factions within the religious and political right broke cover during the storming of Capitol Hill last year, where Christian symbols and prayers were on display.
Good evening, Global Vision family. Give the Lord some praise in his house tonight. Hallelujah.
Greg Locke was one of many pastors at the Capitol that day. He preaches to hundreds of people every week here at his Tennessee church and to millions of followers online.
You ain't seen an insurrection yet.
His sermons can sound like an extremist rant, mixing his political rhetoric with a message of spiritual warfare laced with conspiracy theories.
You God-hating communist America, you'll find out what an insurrection is because we ain't playing your garbage.
So you also said in your church that Democrats are demons. Mm-hmm. Do you really believe that?
Absolutely. I believe the Democratic Party is demonically energized.
You're calling fellow Americans evil and putting it in the context of an apocalyptic battle between good and evil.
There is an apocalyptic battle between good and evil.
And so that is the kind of language that could be used to incite violence against such people.
Well, could be and is are two very different things. That's not my responsibility. I have responsibility.
You don't see that as a responsibility to stay away from possibly inciting violence?
No, I'm not inciting violence. Mm. I'm preaching the Bible.
But many Christians are fighting back against this interpretation of the Bible. Pastor Kevin Riggs works with those experiencing homelessness. Here he joins other activists at a working breakfast. He believes Scripture teaches that God cares most about social justice.
My concern with the religious right has been that they are damaging the reputation of the church. I've had friends who were pastors of churches, and because they spoke out against the religious right or against President Trump, then they're asked to leave their church.